This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Yes, I'm back. This is Jeff Worrell, your host for another edition of PT Talker. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate all of our listeners, especially those of you that write in every week. You keep us going. You give us encouragement. And, of course, most of the time you want something like more information. I want to say hi to Robert from Chicago. Thank you. I loved hearing about your experiences in trying to find a Hivamat. So, but you didn't tell me, Robert, whether or not you actually bought the machine or not. So, but I appreciate the fact that you gave us kudos on our segment that we did about the Hivamat. And if you did buy one, I hope it's working well for you. But right now, I am thrilled to have with me our special guest today, Dr. Michelle Cameron. And Dr. Cameron is an MD and physical therapist. Do I have that right so far, Dr. Cameron?
So far, so good.
Okay, well, welcome. And you can tell that you're not originally from the United States, but I'm told you're from London. So how long have you been in the States?
Since 1984.
84, and all of that time spent working in the area of physical therapy, I'm assuming?
I trained in physical therapy in the U.S., so since 1989.
Uh-huh. Very good. And we should say now that you are an instructor at the Oregon Health and Science University. Tell us just real quickly for our listeners, what does that mean? What are you doing there?
Mostly I work in the neurology department as a neurologist.
So you are seeing patients on a day-to-day basis or teaching?
Exactly.
Okay.
Both.
Both. Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, let's get right to it. The reason I invited you on our show today is to speak about the third edition, your new volume. You must be very proud of Physical Agents in Rehabilitation, From Research to Practice. Congratulations. When did third edition just come out?
Came out within the last year.
Okay. All right. And how is it going so far? It's being adopted, I'm assuming, in PT programs around the country as a text?
It is. I understand it's adopted by more than 70% of the programs in the country.
Well, that's great. So truly, just as we say, we have brought you an expert today, Dr. Cameron, and I would like to, start out by saying, what was the thing that motivated you to write the first edition? I understand that was back in 1999 when the first edition came out, but what made you decide I'm going to put my time into that area?
I was teaching in the area of physical agents, teaching physical therapists and occupational therapists, and really I was frustrated that there wasn't a good book. My students would always say, "What book do you recommend?" And I would sort of jokingly say to them, "I don't know, there's a lot of articles, but maybe one day I'll write a book." And then the publisher approached me and said, "Will you write this book?" And I said, "Yes."
Yeah. Now, for someone out there listening that might have dreams of doing that, what kind of time would you have to commit to write a textbook such as this? And this is a major work.
3 years.
3 years. Wow.
Yeah, 2-3 years, probably 3 years.
Yeah, and you didn't even have to really think about that too much. Well,
no, I know. I looked at it.
Let's get right into the meat of the book. Now, my understanding is that there's a new chapter in this third edition that focuses on new modalities that are out there, specifically laser therapy, light therapy. What can you tell us about that? That's been an area that I don't think we've talked much about that on our show lately. So what can you tell us?
Well, I think it's new and exciting. We've had technology to make lasers since the 1960s, readily accessible technology to make lasers since the late 80s. But they weren't approved by the FDA for clinical use in the United States until 2002. Mm-hmm. And so that's a fairly recent phenomenon. They've been used in other countries for decades. But now that we have them in the U.S., we're really seeing a striking increase in use.
And I guess I've got several questions, but the first one is just to start out with. In the work that you did to write the chapter on lasers, did you come away with a feeling about the value of lasers in the world of physical therapy, just an overall sense?
I think that my overall sense is There's a lot of research to show clearly that they help in certain specific applications, and that that research is limited by lack of very clear direction as to exactly the optimal way to do it. That we don't know yet. So
a lot of different techniques then that have been used?
Different parameters, really. Okay. So different intensities of the laser, different durations, different colors and wavelengths.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody does it a little differently, and it's hard to know which is the best way.
Yeah. And why do you think the United States was so late in adopting light therapy as compared to Europeans, for example, or even Canadians?
I think the legal system is a little different, and the devices were brought into the U.S. in the early 90s with very exaggerated claims, and I think that very upset the FDA.
So they didn't do it. And there was one specific brand, I think, that was probably early on. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you say what that brand was for our listeners, or is that inappropriate?
Let's not go there.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't like to badmouth anyone.
Well, you know, we're all about the facts here on PT Talker.
Exactly.
So light therapy is a whole new chapter, and
right. You
go through the techniques that you have learned as being the most effective, or how did you decide what nanometers and power, and how does a therapist out there listening discern all that?
I think really I looked at the data. What does the research show? What does the research show works? What does the most research show works? And when there's a range of options, that's what I put out there and say, well, you can use anywhere from here to here. And we don't yet know in that range what's the best.
Okay.
I try to give them the ranges that have been shown to be effective.
Okay. And overall, is it a modality that should be in physical therapy clinics? That's a loaded, broad question.
Exactly. There's a vague answer for you, sorry.
Well, let's say maybe dealing with where are lasers most effective? How about if we go there? Soft tissue, orthopedics, what kind of indication is there to use light therapy?
I think we have the best evidence for using light therapy for soft tissue healing.
Okay.
So whether that's post-surgical or traumatic injury or even repetitive use injury, that's where our evidence really sits.
Okay. All right.
The first FDA clearance was actually for carpal tunnel syndrome.
I remember that, yeah. Okay. Okay, well, let's move over to then some other aspects of your book. Is there additional information or other new groundbreaking things that are in the third edition that someone might want to be aware of so that they can pick it up should they choose to?
I think the biggest changes in the book are, with this edition as with the previous one, each time we keep updating the research and the references. So for every single chapter was gone through with a fine-tooth comb to go, do we have new data? How have things shifted in the previous 4 years? Mm-hmm. So everything's kept completely up to date. We've gone to full color, which makes it more appealing. And then the handbook that was added between this and the previous edition is now included in this edition. So there's a handbook there that you can either take out of the book, or you can download straight from a website that you get access to with the book, so you can print it out, put it in your pocket, and gives you quick guidance as to parameters to use for each of the modalities.
And I understand updating research, that type of thing, but was there anything that was in either first or second edition that has come out of third edition because it's been proven to have changed drastically or anything, or not be true or anything like that?
We've probably de-emphasized whirlpool use, although they're still in use. They're really falling out of favor because of the infection hazard. And so although that's still covered briefly, it's certainly on the way out, just as other things are on the way in.
Yeah. What about ultrasound? What are you finding with ultrasound? I hear some experts giving it a bad rap, and I wonder if it's just because it's maybe not being used as effectively as it could be, but what did you find there? Anything?
I would concur with you. I think that ultrasound gets a bad rap largely because it's not used the right way. Mm. And so people do the same thing for everybody, often some sort of in the middle of the road parameters, and then don't find it helps and then stop using it rather than really using evidence to guide very specific selection of both patients and parameters mm-hmm. to get the outcomes they should be looking for.
And does your book specifically review good techniques and how specifically to use ultrasound?
Absolutely.
Does it?
Absolutely. From parameter selection, patient selection, and patient preparation.
And
outcomes.
And outcomes. Okay, and has any of that changed since the first edition, or has that pretty much been the same way all the way through? We just all get lazy in how we use them?
I think the latter.
Okay,
people,
yeah.
Right. It's easy to just sort of do the same thing every time.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. So what else is there that has maybe, do you address lymphedema and lymphedema therapists in your book at all?
A little bit in passing, but I wouldn't say it's a big focus. We have some, there's some information on treating lymphedema with compression,
mm-hmm.
both compression garments, compression wraps, and so I think that's the primary area that you'll see lymphedema discussed.
Okay.
And to note that goes within the context of a full therapy program.
Yeah, okay. And what about balance and, the falling in the elderly and hip fractures, that kind of thing? Do you get into any of those areas?
Interesting you should ask. It's really not what I cover in this text, but it's exactly the area of research that I'm working on right now myself.
Really? Well, let's hear
not
about that.
Not in this book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about that. You're actually involved in a research project right now that's involving balance?
Right. I'm designing a research project to look at balance in people with multiple sclerosis.
And then do you have a premise yet?
My premise is that imbalance in MS is primarily caused by slowing of spinal somatosensory conduction.
And then is there anything that can be done for that?
If we find that to be true, I think there are a couple of things that can be done for that, both medical things that actually accelerate nerve conduction.
Mm-hmm.
So there are medications that are coming to market that could be helpful. And then things as simple as a walking stick, not necessarily for support, but to give proprioceptive input into the cervical spine and thus bypass all that slowed spinal conduction.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. And we just have a few minutes, actually just a few seconds left, but what's your time frame on that? How long do you think this study will be ongoing?
I think we'll start data collection within the year, and it'll probably take another year to get preliminary early results, and we hope to collect data over a two-year period
mm-hmm.
to actually really see progression. And so it'll be 3 or 4 years before we have the whole story come out.
And
I have some preliminary data already published.
Sure.
On 10 people that suggest this is true.
Research that you were involved in?
Right.
Oh, okay. So, and are you published on other research projects, or is this balance area kind of your first endeavor into that world?
It's my second endeavor. My first endeavor was in the world of ultrasound.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. All right. Well, excellent. Dr. Cameron, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today, and I hope our listeners enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope that we can actually call on you again, and you'll let us know how your research is going. We hope to actually air a couple segments upcoming, listeners, on balance and falling in the elderly, because there's lots of data out there and lots of things that are being done. So we may want to give you a ring back and ask you more about that, Dr. Cameron.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of PT Talker, and I want to remind everybody that previous episodes are available on iTunes. We hope that you will find us there. And Dr. Cameron, thank you so much, and we want to say goodbye to all of our listeners and hope that you will join us next week for another topic when we will be dealing with some nursing home issues. So this is Jeff Worrell signing off for now and saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.